Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 16th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. ADAR1 and RIPK1 orchestrate the ZBP1-mediated PAN apoptosis and mouse heart transplant rejection. This study found that ZDNA-induced PAN apoptosis in human microvascular endothelial cells through ZBP1. Researchers observed that ADAR1 and R1, PK1 collaboratively regulated the activation of the ZBP1R1, PK3 complex, controlling PAN apoptosis in a time-dependent manner. The interaction of ADAR1 with ZBP1 specifically protected against ZDNA-induced cell death. These findings reveal crucial molecular mechanisms driving PAN apoptosis and its potential relevance in heart transplant rejection. Article number 2. Global longitudinal strain reference values in the Hispanic/Latino population. Echocardiographic study of Latinos, ECOSOL. This study established global longitudinal strain reference values for the Hispanic/Latino population, using data from the echocardiographic study of Latinos. Researchers defined the 95th percentile lower limit of normal global longitudinal strain values from a healthy reference sample. These established values provide essential clinical benchmarks for detecting early cardiac dysfunction in this specific demographic. The findings offer crucial guidance for assessing heart failure risk factors and interpreting echocardiographic results in Hispanic/Latino patients. Article number 3. Optical coherence tomography versus intravascular ultrasound-guided primary percutaneous coronary intervention in ST elevation myocardial infarction, a multicenter propensity-matched analysis. This multicenter analysis compared clinical outcomes of optical coherence tomography versus intravascular ultrasound guidance for primary percutaneous coronary intervention in patients with ST elevation myocardial infarction. The study utilized data from 2,777 ST elevation myocardial infarction patients who underwent primary percutaneous coronary intervention at 12 Japanese hospitals. Researchers found comparative data on the use of both imaging modalities, which are recommended by current guidelines for percutaneous coronary intervention guidance. These findings contribute to understanding the relative performance and clinical utility of optical coherence tomography and intravascular ultrasound in this critical patient population. Article number 4. Revascularization in patients over 75 with acute coronary syndrome. This retrospective analysis investigated revascularization strategies in patients over 75 years old presenting with acute coronary syndromes. Observational data previously showed that coronary artery bypass graft was associated with improved one-year outcomes, including lower rates of death and rehospitalization, compared to percutaneous coronary intervention and medical management in general acute coronary syndrome patients with multivessel coronary artery disease. This study provided specific data addressing these outcomes in the elderly population. The findings contribute to clinical decision-making for optimal revascularization strategies in acute coronary syndrome patients aged over 75. Article number 5. Death following percutaneous coronary intervention. Data from the Progress Complications Registry. This study analyzed mortality following percutaneous coronary intervention using data from the PROGRESS minus COMPL1, CAT1, ONS registry among 22,503 patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention. 115 patients, representing 0.5%, died before hospital discharge. Researchers found that 15 patients, 13.0% of the mortalities, died during the procedure, while 10 patients, 8.7%, died within the first 24 hours post-procedure, and 90 patients, 78.3%, died more than 24 hours after the intervention. The study also revealed that patients who died exhibited a high burden of comorbidities. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.